Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. There's an Orson Welles of Brooklyn, or I should say of television, actually both, growing in Brooklyn. Bushwick, to be exact. He's the human co-star, creator, executive producer, writer, and director of It's Bruno, Netflix's unique and urban Madness Drug Dramedy. He's Sultan Nair, and he joins me next. Also ahead, a new Sony TV venture, a new real world for MTV, a new classic trivia question, meeting Rita Moreno, and maybe a game of maybe. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get 3 free books when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Delighted to have you with us for the first of 3 episodes this week on the program All About Television. We're coming your way this Monday on one of the warmest days of the year here in this section of the U.S. of A. 83 degrees at the top of the hour in the Big Apple. We have a wonderful guest in store for you this afternoon, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's very simple. All it takes, a phone call from you. So give us that ring at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway, your practice across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Everybody in our chat room in business and ready for you. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, where we have one person in the room. So use it, and you can interact with us. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or Spreaker screen. Follow the instructions of other people who are live with you. Sultan Nair from It's Bruno on Netflix joins us live from you-know-where, Brooklyn, after these news notes. Marked down June 13th as the comeback of MTV's iconic social experiment, The Real World, via Facebook Watch. Atlanta will be home base for the series, where 7 people from different backgrounds design the household under the oversight of a camera crew. Considered a linchpin in reality TV movement back in the early 1990s, The Real World will set up a Facebook group for the first time, where viewers can react to what develops episode by episode. Sony's library of more than 100 video games will be the source of new TV series through PlayStation Productions, a new venture announced this morning. PlayStation will also develop films based on various games and characters. At least one TV series has launched production, unidentified at this hour. So quickies for you. The second season of BattleBots will begin June 7th on Discovery with an encore June 12th on Science Channel. 8-2 episodes will play on both networks. Joshua Jackson gets the male co-star spot on Little Fires Everywhere, Hulu series from Reese Witherspoon premiering this fall or early 2020. And if you haven't heard, the final answer has arrived for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. The series will end next month after 3 primetime seasons on ABC and 17 in daytime syndication through Disney ABC. The final host and answer giver, Chris Harrison from The Bachelor. And that is news notes for today. Our guest today, as I said at the top, you might want to consider the new Orson Welles of television growing in Brooklyn, one of the 5 boroughs of New York City. He makes the Bushwick section of Brooklyn his home, and he has had an amazing career over the last couple of years. First as director of episodes from Animal Kingdom to The Blacklist to Snowfall, and more recently as this past Friday, the person behind his own television series in so many ways, as star, as writer, as director, as creator, and executive producer. The show is It's Bruno, and is now playing on smart TV sets and smart TV devices via Netflix. But that's not all. Late last week, our guest got a new Netflix assignment, and he'll tell us all about it. Joining us live from Brooklyn, an internet radio exclusive, Sultan Nair. Hello, Sultan. Sultan, are you there? Hang on 1 second. Let's see if we can get him aboard. I know he is on the line. Sultan, are you there? I'll tell you what, let's try another. I need to call in under the line. Hello there, Simon Applebaum from Tomorrow Be Televised. Sultan, are you there?
Yeah, Simon, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hello, Sultan. Welcome to our program. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It is a pleasure to have you. Can you believe that where you are right now in your TV career, that you have your first television series on the air?
So it's been a long time coming. This is a project that I started years ago, actually. So, you know, to see it finally come to fruition and on a Netflix international platform, it's kind of like the best case. And work.
How did you come up with the idea of It's Bruno? How long did it take to get on Netflix?
I came up with the idea around 4 years ago. And Bruno's is my dog. He's my dog in real life. He's taking Bruno. And he makes very different characteristics, like the emotions that he's feeling. I listen to music, and I guess I just he made it. So I'm taking my iPhone and kind of recording his characters and cracking me up. He's genuinely making like. Kind of showed it to some friends of mine, and then I started kind of incorporating like every kind of gone through of like you know completely waiting with Bruno, like the change and you know seeing him tell, and then his dog looks at me as if I can I do the same thing in the next. Commands of the book.
We've had in the course of television history a lot of shows about people and their dogs, children and their dogs, or children with animals. You go back to Lassie and Gentle Ben and Fury and National Velvet and a whole bunch of others. Did any of those shows inspire you? Plus your adventures with Bruno to make this series?
Actually, no, they didn't. There's no to do this other than like Seinfeld or Curb or like you know, but you're like getting this kind of series that I love. It's just kind of a take on those with the added element of dogs.
But I believe this is the first time that this is a show where it takes place in a major city, and it takes place in Brooklyn, because for the most part, these shows have the hero was on the farm, or the hero was in a small town, or a hero was somewhere in the countryside. I believe this is the first of this kind of program, this kind of scripted series, where it takes place in a major city. Like New York, and in this case, the Bushwick section of Brooklyn.
Yeah. Bushwick of Brooklyn is where I'm from. It's near and dear to me. It's my organism. To me. So, kind of mix those two and create.
We have somebody, by the way, in our chat room. Thanks for coming in. It's Simon Apple 04 by name at our homepage, blogsofreedom.com. Says, tell us, you have questions or comments. So then, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. How did you produce this show? You mean you did it all. Was it the idea all along that you would do everything with it, you would star in it, you would create it and everything else?
Pretty much. You know, it was my baby from kind of start to finish. So it was just about kind of assembling the supporting team around it and, you know, allowing me the freedom to be able to go cast. I had a very specific image for it. You know, it was shot. So I had certain specific. So it just makes sense for me to produce it as well as acting, directing, and because it's so personal to me, and it's my dog, I couldn't really else.
You Hearing Sovan Naim, he is the everything, including the star, human star, of It's Bruno. It's the brand new series from Stage 13, part of Warner Brothers, that premiered last Friday on Netflix. And if you have smart TV sets or smart TV devices, you can get Netflix 24/7 where you are. And in a little bit, we'll talk about his latest project, which Netflix approved late last week. Well, we'll let him talk about it shortly. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. First of three episodes we're doing your way here on Smartly Televised this week. Coming up on our next show on Wednesday at the same hour, we'll have one of our favorite guests discussing diversity. She was the original marketing chief at Oxygen. Now she's chief cultural officer of Civic Entertainment Group. Our good friend Linda Ahn is back with us. That's on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And coming up on Friday, you'll meet the producer of a new 30 for 30 episode on ESPN dealing with Janet Guthrie. Remember her? She was the first woman to qualify for the Indianapolis 500, the auto race, which this year moves from being carried on ABC to NBC this Memorial Day weekend. Where is Janet Guthrie at right now, and what happened that stalled her promising career on the Indy track? The program is called Qualified, and Carolyn Wardslow will be our guest. And then we're going to bring back a guest we had on several years ago when she did a pilot showcase for people of color here in New York. Her name is Kiki Melendez, and earlier this month, she did an event called the Omni Channel TV Festival with more than 2,000 people attending in Los Angeles. We'll find out how it did and whether any of the pilots they showed there will go to series. Kiki Melendez and Carolyn Wardslow from Qualified, they're with us Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. So, what kind of adventures do you and Bruno get into, and what kind of cooperation did you have from the neighborhood to make it happen?
Well, man, we get into all kinds of adventures, you know, from fighting off, you know, a dancing dog-stealing little boy to eluding park rangers to trying dog napping to a crazy, you know, loving. Yeah. Series. But like I said, it takes place in the neighborhood I'm from. Not only was everybody in the neighborhood very cooperative, but I actually was able to cast some real neighborhood people that have never acted before in their life. To kind of bring this level of authenticity series and make Bush more of a real character.
You know, so that's one thing to direct actors, and you have done quite a bit of that lately on programs like The Blacklist, which is produced here in New York, Power, which is produced here in New York, Snowfall. I want to talk about that because you're a big fan of John Singleton, who passed away a couple weeks ago, as well as Animal Kingdom for TNT. It's one thing to direct actors. It's another thing to direct and write for a non-human creature, in this case, Bruno, your dog. How do you do that?
Believe it or not, Bruno was the easiest that I've ever worked with. You know, he hit his mark. He did what he had to do. He didn't have any questions for me. You know, he was pretty easy going compared, you know, more established, more complication, and can be a little difficult at times.
Mm-hmm. That's what you call a professional canine. Always working with the master, working great, equal partners. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the neighborhood? Did you get a lot? If you shot, let's say, outdoors, and you were shooting in some of the local establishments in Bushwick, did you get a lot of good cooperation from them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody was very supportive of it. Actually, a lot of people in the neighborhood already knew that I was doing that because, like I said, like I actually go three episodes on my own with just a few friends of mine and a little camera and kind of similar, very similar. So I'm just not as high quality. But these trips and came about these small, these short, and edited them together myself and pitched those episodes along, like of how the whole season would go. And that's how I was able to sell it to Stage 13 and Netflix, because I had it pretty much packaged.
How did you get the attention of both Stage 13 and Netflix? Have they seen your episodic work on shows like Power and Snowfall and then contacted you, or did you pitch both of them?
Well, actually, I got with Stage 13 before I was episode, so that actually came prior to me directing. Like I said, like I had this kind of visual proof of concept, you know, to go along with it. So that kind of helped, you know, Stage 13 get the bigger picture of what I was trying. And Stage 13 is the one who wanted the Netflix.
I should point out that Stage 13's first long-form shows beyond their website. We have looked at Stage 13 before. They do a lot of short-form episodes. Some of those episodes, which have been pilots, have been shown at the Tribeca Film Festival, have been shown other places. They get very good acclaim, particularly in terms of having people of color involved on both sides of the camera. And this is one of the first series that they've done long-form that is going not just with Stage 13, but going on Netflix. And what has been the reaction? You've had a couple of days now where the Netflix audience had a chance to see your work. What are they telling you?
Man, it's really been, like, overwhelmingly. My social media has been blowing up. The Bruno social media thing has been blowing up. People are really loving the series. It's like, it's just a fun show. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing crazy, deep, and complex. The storyline. That original storytelling, and I mean, people are loving it. You know, I'm getting pictures and videos of people watching it with their dogs. I got videos of like the dogs running up to the TV screen and like watching it. I got, you know, people from all over the world, Germany, Brazil, France, sending me like their favorite scenes translated in their language. It's crazy. It's crazy, but I love it. I'm loving it.
Hey, maybe in short order, Bruno's going to get his own Facebook feed, his own Twitter feed, his own Instagram, do a little snap work, and you never, never know. But Netflix apparently loves your work so much that late last week they made a deal with you to do your first movie.
It's great. Actually, had a feature that called Full Circle available everywhere. But, this is my first, you know, major motion picture. But this was kind of in the works for at least a few months. It just got the press, you know, the press kind of picked up on it last week, along with them the past few months. It's an amazing team behind it. It's a hip-hop musical. I'm looking at it. It's out in Brooklyn, New York. And I can't really talk about the plot or the story other than, you know, it's a love story.
I understand it's based on Romeo and Juliet, and then also, Sullivan, one of the big things about this is you get a chance to shoot in your neighborhood. So it's like, rather than go to L.A. or go someplace else, it's like right there where you are, you get the chance to make it happen there.
Exactly, you know? You know, from where you come from, I'll that as well.
So, and I am the person behind It's Bruno, the premiere this past Friday on Netflix, available on smart TV sets and smart devices, is our guest this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. As I just mentioned, he is going to be doing his first made-for-TV movie for Netflix in his neighborhood of Bushwick in Brooklyn. It's a hip-hop musical set to Romeo and Juliet with some very big people behind it as well, behind the camera. And Sullivan is with us live this half hour. And you have a question or comment for him, be interactive with us. Call in 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Again, we have three episodes for you this week. We're back to two next week. And by the way, Memorial Day weekend, we'll be with you on Tuesday, not Monday of next week as we normally do, for that weekend. So we'll be with you Tuesday and Friday. And coming up on Tuesday, we will feature another Stage 13 production, this one unscripted called Family Style. We will have the executive producer, who's also a top chef. His name is Philip Chang, will be with us. And we'll have the vice president of scripted development at Stage 13, Sherry Ticoro. So that's coming up next Tuesday, 3:10 Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. As I mentioned, you do a lot of episodic television work, and one of the shows you work on is Snowfall, which will be starting its third season in a few weeks on FX. And unfortunately, a few weeks ago, the man who put Snowfall together, the brain filmmaker, John Singleton, passed away, and he was somebody that you looked up to quite a bit.
Yeah, John, you know, was a very special guy in the business. One of my first champions. Just a real bright star. You know, I think we're all very sad to see him go, but, you know, I think he's in a better place. And, you know, he's just a close friend of mine. You know, we weren't ready for that. But, like I said, he's in a better place.
Of the TV shows that you've done episodes for, which one do you like the most? Do you like doing shows that are in New York as opposed to shows that are produced, filmed, or taped elsewhere? And of the shows you've done, which one do you like the most, if you could pick one?
Yeah, I mean, I like them, but, you know, I have a close to with a lot of people on Power. You know, the cast and the crew, you know, they've taken me and his family. And, you know, I always love, you know, going back there. But I had a great time with all of them.
Courtney Kemp, who created Power, was a wonderful Emmy-nominated writer on The Good Wife, was on the show several years ago. Power, of course, is going into its final season later this year on Starz. And Common and Courtney are now working on a set of spin-off shows featuring some of the Power characters or some of the situations that came out of the series. So we look forward to seeing what happens there. Is there a TV series that is currently being shot in New York or shot elsewhere that you would like to direct for or maybe write for?
Well, it's too late now, but I would have loved to do a Game of Thrones. Well, that would have been nice. But yeah, other than that, I'm a big fan of Ozark as well. I love what Jason's doing. You know, I don't watch with everything going on. I don't have much time to watch. I need to watch what I'm working on. The series before I step into directing it.
Well, as people are now seeing this group of episodes of It's Bruno, are you starting to think, well, after this hip-hop movie, maybe a season two, have you thought of further adventures with Bruno that you'd like to put on camera?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is a show that can go, 13 seasons, you know what I mean? Like, the adventures with Malcolm and Bruno are endless, honestly. And the amount of characters that I know and have with that neighborhood and other neighborhoods in New York City, even out of New York City, you know, the kind of the boundaries are limitless with a show like that.
Before we leave you, has it hit you that you are having this great success and you're having it by doing what you love doing in the neighborhood where you do it? That, you know, you didn't have to go to Hollywood, you didn't have to go elsewhere in New York, you didn't have to go somewhere else to practice your craft. You're able to do your craft, and from some people, I think, a very fortunate position to do your craft where you live.
Oh, definitely. Very blessed, very able to bring it back here. You know, a few years to cement my hope. You know, I mean, this is, at the end of the day, Hollywood is where all the studios are, right? That's where decisions get made. Kind of got to come over there and space, and this is where I kind of sold the show, Bruno. And so I always say my whole thing is like, go to L.A. to sell, come to New York to shoot. And that's the formula, you know, throughout my career. You know, God willing, we've been working out that way.
Well, something else that you're contributing to also, Sylvain, is that Brooklyn has, in the last half decade, has become one of the major TV production centers. This past Saturday night, I was at the Peabody Awards, and the Americans won a special Peabody for FX, and we had the opportunity in this program several years ago to have the creators of the show, Joe Weisberg and Joe Fields, and that program, which had Brooklyn substitute for Washington, D.C., really was one of the first series 6-7 years ago to make Brooklyn a major production center, and now you're seeing Brooklyn production all over the place, to the point where we have the Made in New York Production Center opening up later this year in Sunset Park, and Netflix will be constructing up to 6 new sound stages in Williamsburg. So it's going to give a lot more people the opportunity to produce a lot more stuff in your borough, which is the best, because I live there too, and it's really, really great. It's Bruno. It's the new series from Netflix, produced in Brooklyn, Bushwick section to be specific, and you can capture it if you have a smart TV set, a smart TV device. It's playing 24/7 on Netflix. For more details about the program online, you can go to www.netflix.com. It's Bruno was one of the latest productions, one of the first long-form productions of Stage 13, the unique digital studio from Warner Brothers. And we will feature another show from them, the Unscripted Family Style, next week. So be sure to be tuning in for that. Once again, it's Bruno, www.netflix.com. And coming up from our guest, a hip-hop musical for Netflix, made for TV movie based on Romeo and Juliet, also being shot in Brooklyn. So, Benayam, thank you very much for coming on. Congratulations on how It's Bruno is going early aboard. Hopefully, it's going to be a long-running success for you, and it's been a delight to have you on the program today.
Thank you so much, Simon. I appreciate you having me. Appreciate you helping me promote the show. Also, you know, everybody, make sure you go check it out, Netflix. It's Bruno. I like the music from the series. There's a few tracks of mine. I have an album out as well called Proof of Concept that you can get everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, everything. Everything's under Slick Naeem, Proof of Concept. And, so look forward to everybody checking out the show and listening to the music. And, again, thanks for having me, Simon.
You're very, very welcome, Sylvan. And by the way, when you have the hip-hop musical set to go on Netflix, wherever it does, please let us know. We'd love to have you back.
I love to be back, and I will. I certainly will. Thank you.
You got it. Date me. Take care. All the greatest.
All right. Tomorrow will be televised.
Absolutely. So, and I am joining us live from the Bushwick section of Brooklyn. Once again, it's Bruno, now playing on Netflix, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices everywhere. More tomorrow's televised, including our new Classic Trivia Question of the Week, coming your way shows, but first and foremost to the fine folks at Audible.com. Do you want to improve yourself? Do you want to raise your game, perform better at work and life overall? Well, it's a new audiobook that allows you to do that of the same name, Raise Your Game by Alan Stein Jr., and you can get it right now with a free trial subscription to Audible.com. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio information, entertainment, and inspiration. Over 100,000 titles to choose from. You listen to them on any device, including wherever you're hearing us on right now, on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. And the best thing is, there's more original programming on Audible than ever before, thanks to the growing catalog of Audible Originals. It's everything from Broadway, off Broadway, and regional theater productions around the country, one woman, one man shows, and a lot of original productions, especially for Audible. And if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you can get 2 of those Audible original books plus another as your free trial run. It's a 1-month trial, great customer service too from the fine folks at Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So remember, Audible.com will transform the way you hear the world. That's why they're a proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival. Once again, for 3 free audiobooks and that 1-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. This is Tomorrow We Televise. First of 3 episodes we're doing this week of the program All About Television. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York, 83 degrees at the top of the hour, and it is bright and sunny as we speak. Happy to have you aboard wherever you're catching us. We will have some comments for you and our new Classic Trivia Question of the Week. And we'll get to that after we pause near the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com and Spreaker.com, the best internet radio in the galaxy, with over 35 million listeners around the world every month. And growing. BTR is your home for Army Wife Network. Check it out tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm sure they'll have some Memorial Day activity in store for you. That's Army Wife Network, 105 Radio, right here, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And remember, that's the BTR 24/7 right here at YouTube.com. And incidentally, don't forget, in addition to doing this program, I also am a columnist for MediaNews.com. It's the great business website of media leadership. covering the worlds of TV and more. And of course, check out my Toronto Televised columns, as well as columns about the recent upfront and new front events here in New York. Go to www.mediavillage.com. www.mediavillage.com. Welcome back tomorrow to Marvin Televised on this Monday afternoon. Like I said, first of the episodes we're doing this week. Simon Appel with you live from New Web, New York. If you have a question or comment, give it in, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. In a moment, a very personal treat, meeting Rita Moreno this past weekend at the Peabody Awards. But first, time for our contributing question segment. Unfortunately, nobody got to answer correctly the question that we posed over the last 2 weeks, so we'll get to that right now. Then we'll give you the new question. And the question we had over the last 2 weeks was this. Name one of two actors in the same starring role on the Western series Colt 45. The series ran on ABC from 1957 to 1960. The original actor was Wayne Preston. That's W-A-Y-D-E Preston. He played Christopher Colt, one of the founders of the Colt gun that was used so much in the Taming of the West. Well, during the run of the show, Preston had a falling out with Warner Brothers, which produced it. So he left the show, and Donald May came in to replace him as Sam Colt. Ultimately, May's tenure was short-lived because Preston came back and finished the series when it exited on ABC in 1960. So the answer to our question was, Wade Preston and Donald May were two actors in the same starring role on Colt 45. Nobody got it, so we're going to offer our two books in play for our next question. Gentleman Jack, the real answer by Ann Chubba, based on the HBO miniseries, and Delta Dash 5 by Daniel Suarez. And here is the question, a little more contemporary in age. Name the town involving the Walking Dead's governor. Name the town involving the Walking Dead's governor. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you are emailing from, full address. So if you win the prizes, we'll get them to you post-haste. Again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if you missed the question a moment ago, we will post it tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So play in, interact with us, and all the very best. One of my favorite nights covering television every year, and as a person, is being in the red carpet for the Peabody Awards. It is the Pulitzer Prize of media. And it's gone from being just for radio in the 1940s to radio, TV, podcasts, web coverage, all sorts of stuff. You only have 30 winners this year, to more entries than ever, 1,200. And they're not categorized. So, and in order to win at Peabody and be one of those lucky 30, you have to, first of all, get by and get to be a one of 60 finalists. And then everybody on the Peabody Board of Jurors has to agree on the choice. Well, one thing they agreed on in terms of a choice, no question, no contest, was their choice this year of their second annual Career Achievement Award. Cal Burnett won the first last year, and this year went to Rita Moreno, a very shining star who has done it all in entertainment. She's one of the few people ever to win an Emmy, a Peabody, a Oscar, a Tony, and a Grammy Award, and a Golden Globe, too, I believe, also. For everything from West Side Story to her portrayal of Gooey Gomez in The Ritz, the first off-Broadway then Broadway play, to The Rockford Files on NBC, and a whole lot more. Well, at the wonderful age of 87, Rita Moreno came by Saturday night to accept her Peabody with her daughter, and I had the wonderful opportunity, along with others, to be with her for a bit on the red carpet, and it was a treat. She is one beautiful person, body and spirit. And she is as with it as anybody else. She, by the way, she's also winning raves the last three seasons for being the grandmother on One Day at a Time. And I mentioned to her that if there is a God, that finally she will get nominated for the role this year for an Emmy Award. And she really appreciated that. And we talked about one of the roles that she isn't as well known for that she ought to be, and that is her role with Bill Cosby and a brilliant cast in The Electric Company, the long-running public television series that taught people how to read. Can you believe the talent that came out of that show? Morgan Freeman, Irene Cara, Skip Hannon, Judy Grobart, a whole bunch of wonderful talents from Broadway and later do their thing on film and TV. I asked Rita if she ever thought that the people she worked with, aside from Conti, would see stars. And she said it was a treat, an absolute treat, to be with them doing that show, and you see, got the sense that some of them would make it. I also asked her about her catchphrase, "Hey, you guys." Remember that? At the beginning of most episodes, she would have, "Hey, you guys," and the theme song would pop up. And I asked her, where did that come from? Well, turns out that it was a tribute by both her and the writers of the Electric Company to none other than Abbott and Costello. That's right, the great comedy team of the 1940s and 50s, with so many hit movies over that time. Bud Abbott and Lou Costello were the perfect pair. And Lou was the person who, sometimes, when he was having issues, he would go, "Hey!" or "Hey!" whatever the character was in the movie. They watched the Abbott and Costello Show reruns, that film series that was on in the 50s, and has been syndicated, and is playing somewhere in this world ever since. You will hear, at the beginning of the second season episode, applause, 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 and the "Hey Abbott" from Lou Costello. And that was what inspired the Electric Company and Rita Moreno in her character, I believe as a taxi driver, to do that line. And she told me that from as long as the show ran, kids would mouth that "Hey, you guys" all over the place in school. It would drive their teachers and their parents nuts in the halls of schools, parks, wherever. They would go like, "Hey, you guys," and look out, street, here they came. But I'll tell you, that show was not only a wonderful tool and a wonderful show for kids, it also became a wonderful show for parents because of Rita and Bill Cosby and Morgan Freeman and the singers that Irene Cara was a part of and so on and so forth. And let me tell you, it was just an absolute treat to meet one of the truly great talents in the world of entertainment who, as I said, in 87, still out there, still doing great stuff. She is one very special person. So congratulations, Rita, on your Peabody. Congratulations on the magnificent career you've had. Thank you for standing up for people of color, starting with yourself. When she got the award, by the way, she received an extended standing ovation. And in a very moving speech, she acknowledged her mother, because it was her mother that really paved the way for her to have the career she had. And that was first and foremost for her on Saturday night. It was, I think, truly a magical moment to acknowledge her mother right there. Rita Moreno, like I said, if there's a God, she gets nominated for One Day at a Time. And the show does, too. And incidentally, latest word on One Day at a Time, since it's canceled by Netflix, is CBS is still talking about bringing the show back for a fourth season. Keep your fingers crossed, folks. Let's see if it happens. And that will do it for today's Tomorrow Be Televised. Again, thank you to Sylvan Nyan from It's Bruna for being with us. Coming up on our second show on Wednesday, we will have Linda Hong, the Chief Cultural Officer of Pacific Entertainment Group, the former first marketing head at Oxygen. We'll talk about diversity and where it's at in the TV world. Then coming up on Friday, from the new 30 for 30 documentary on ESPN Qualified, dealing with Janet Guthrie and her triumph in being the first woman to qualify for the Indianapolis 500 Roller Race, producer Caroline Waterlow. And from the Omni Channel TV Festival that was recently held in Los Angeles, the organizer, Kiki Melendez. And coming up next Tuesday on Tomorrow We Televised, we'll feature the Stage 13 unscripted show Family Style with executive producer and world-renowned chef Philip Chang and vice president of Unscripted Intelligence at the Warner Brothers Venture, Terry Tacora. That's coming up next Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday, right here on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised. And once again, let's give you, since we have time, the classic trivia question of the week. Here it is. Name the town involving the Walking Dead's governor. Name the town involving the Walking Dead's governor character. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Two books will be yours if you come up with the first correct answer. And don't forget, you can also, if you just missed the question a moment ago, catch it tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up an episode you missed, go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget to check out my Tomorrow We Televised columns about the world of advanced television and the world of filming, too. You'll find them at MediaVillage.com. That's www.MediaVillage.com. And incidentally, you'll also find there a replay of our recent episode with the executive producers of Charter Original's first scripted original, L.A.'s Finest, with Gabriel Union and Jessica Alba. That's executive producers Brandon Margolis and Brandon Sonier. You will find a link to that episode at MediaVillage.com. you. What's your thoughts about the world of television? Where do you think TV is at and where it's going? We'd always love to hear and I do respond to your emails within 24 hours. So go to SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. And don't forget, again, that's how you get involved in our question review question of the week, as well as our show to know segment. Is there a TV show you like that deserves attention? We want to give it that way, but we've got to hear from you. And when we do, you will get the credit. That is SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. UBC Simon TWBT. We love hearing from you, and we invite you to interact with us. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not those of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. At BTR, production associate is Candace Williams. Any show is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Will Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com, proud of the partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and an Amazon company. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a trio of audio books, two of them Audible originals, and a one-month trial, it's audibletrial.com/televised. But tomorrow we talk live, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday. We'll be back in less than 48 hours with a special Wednesday edition for you. 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe and make it great. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.